you. In Parsha Shmois, Paro is very concerned. He says to his people, "Hinei am b'nei Yisrael rav otsumi meno hovan es chakmaloi pen yirbe and yoki sekrena melchomo, and they'll join our enemies and they'll go out from Mitzrayim, and therefore their etzer to that was v'avidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael beforech." So the Ralbag says as follows: it says the Toelis and Midas ulo idea roya tchunas hamitzrim bikino beachzorius. This teaches us the evilness of the nature of the Mitzrim in the midah of kino, jealousy, and achzorius and cruelty. Ad shekvar higia shemikin osam hoyo tzar lohem me'oid, that it came to the point, ad kedei kach the kino was, that they came to the point shoyo tzar lohem me'oid ber oisam hatzlochas Yisrael b'divra b'riboy uva oitzim, that they had pain, they had tzar from seeing the Klal Yisrael, the Hatzloch of Klal Yisrael in its numbers and in its strength. That's from the kino. V'higia me'achzoriusom shehoyim avidin Yisrael be'avoidas hayoyser koshos, because of the achzorius they were doing them, the avoidas hayoyser koshos v'hoyim achrichim ha'yisavohem lasus yoyser me'ashir aroi, they made them do more than the appropriate shir. Ad shehigia me'achzoriusom sheparo rotzel achalus haschorim, the achzorius got to such a point where he wanted to destroy the schorim, behivoldon, as they get when they get born, kedei sheyichle ho'am bechlolo, to destroy the nation completely. Vinei zochro ha'teir hazeh lohoyer oisono she'elo hatchuno is hapchus is roish iruchaku. The Torah told us this story, this idea, to awaken us, to have us recognize that these tchunois, these lowly tchunois, aroi sheyiruchaku, that we should appropriate to stay away from these tchunois. Ki ha-mitzrim hoyu be'elu ha-tchunois ha-pchusois, the mitzrim were of these lowly tchunois, v'kor lehem b'pnei zeh min hora, zeh ha-shir ha-niflo, and look what happened to the mitzrim, this terrible to this great extent, that the Torah told us, whatever happens after this, how they're going to be destroyed, and the whole Mitzrayim, and so forth. So it's first of all, we're talking about, he's talking about the roya tchunas hamitzrim, bikino. In other words, uva achzorius. There's something that's in the tchuna. In other words, this is part of their nature. Their nature, this is an evil nature that they have. In other words, it's a little bit strange that there are mitigating factors here. They were afraid they're going to go up. They need them. But whatever it is, to have this kino, they had to have, it's not just enough that came a ruach kino, but it comes from a roya tchunas hamitzrim. They had an evil nature that they were able to, with kino and especially with the achzorius, to go to such an extent that they're ready to kill the children and to destroy them completely. The whole Sheba Mitzrayim was beyond. And okay, fine. And so that, but then he continues. The Torah tells us this. Why is the Torah telling us this? To awaken us to the idea that these tchunos chusos, stay away from these terrible tchunos. You must stay away from the tchunos. And then he says, why? Because the Mitzrim had these tchunos, and look what happened to them. It sounds like that he's telling us, you know, I want you to know how important it is to stay away from these tchunos, because look at the Mitzrim. They had these tchunos, and look what happened to them, how they suffered, they were destroyed, because they had these tchunos. That's what led to the whole, that's what brought about the Shibud, and that's what brought about the destruction of Mitzrayim. A question that I had was, is that l'chayra, if you want to be me'ira to us, the need to stay away from these tchunos, why don't you just show us the, look what happens if you have a tchunara of kino or achzorius. Look what it can lead to. Making them work more than they should, killing out achzorius to the extent that you want to kill out their children to destroy the entire nation. I would say that should be very convincing of how far away I have to, how much I have to learn Musa, how much I have to work on the tchuna ro that leads to, that allows a person to exhibit kino and to exhibit achzorius, because look what that tchuna could do. And the Ralbag seems to overlook that and just says, no, the Torah teaches us wants to teach us this lesson that we should distance ourselves. Why? Because the Mitzrim had it, and look what happened to them. Talks about the oinish, talks about the consequence, and not about the logic of the devastating results that could happen, that could destruction of a person. In other words, if the Torah is talking to me and wants to tell me, hey, keep away from the tunas ra of kino and achzorius, I would say, look what they could bring. You don't want to be like the Mitzrim. You don't want to kill people. You don't want to do such achzorius. So that should be, and or if he would have said that plus that, but it sounds like, and this is maybe a little bit unusual from this pulpit, but it sounds like that there are things, there are times where even the logic can't shake up. It sounds like not the kina, the logic of kina maybe could, the logic could maybe shake up the kina, but the tchuna, that tchuna ro, that evil nature that brings about, or the evil nature leaning towards, or being prone to the midah of kina or to the midah of achzorius, that to uproot that. Sometimes it seems from the Ralbag that's not enough to tell us how much you have to stay away from it. Maybe if it's the tchuna, so it's harder to see. It's not the kina. I don't have the kina. It's only the tchuna. I'm not sure why. I don't know why. But it seems that there is a matzav where sometimes that can't work, and we actually need the recognition of look at the, not just the evil that comes out of it, but the terrible punishment that comes for it. Now, and it goes a step further, that if it's a tchuna, so the punishment will talk to the tchuna. If the tchuna is so deeply rooted that I can't even uproot it with this realization of, look where it's going to lead me. I don't want to go there. You know, I don't mind a little kina, maybe a little a tchuna for kina once in a while. I'm sorry, I didn't change my whole insides. But I don't want to be that. I don't want to be the actual achzor, bikum vasei, to such an extent. So it's very difficult to reach that tchuna. But yet the fear of the result of what the punishment that's going to happen after the fact that I developed and I allowed that tchuna to come to fruition in an act of achzorius or in an act of kina, that can talk to the tchuna itself, whereas it would seem that just the realization of where it brings would not talk to it. Now, of course, we do have to know that we are in a generation where fear is we're very afraid of fear, and it has to be utilized gently and softly and with a lot of caution. But on the other hand, sometimes recognizing, just realizing that there's a yesh din ve yesh dayon that can penetrate the insides, the tchuna that exists within us, and that can help us to recognize that it has to be uprooted. Just a thought, not to get overemphasize that, but it is a tool that we need, and it would seem that to communicate with the inside, it could be this, and that in itself is a very interesting concept, that the fear of what could happen if the tchuna comes to fruition, and then I do something, and then this is what I'm going to be punished, that can actually help me to uproot the tchuna. Just very quickly, just one more thing here. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem told him that he has to leave Midian and go back to Mitzrayim, so the Rabbag says, you learn a lesson for that. He went to talk to Yisroi. If you're living with someone, you're in his house, and it's time to go. Don't leave unless you get his, you make him aware of it, and you get his permission. And then he says that's what Moshe did. He went back to Yisro, and he told him, Hashem told me I have to leave Mitzrayim, he ne lo yrotzo lotzeis mi beis Yisro bezulas yidiosoi. He didn't want to leave Beis Yisroi without his yediyah and without his agreement, his haskoma. And if just very poshut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to go. All right, you want to go and say goodbye, that's one thing. But he says it's b'yediyosoi u'b'irshusoi. B'haskomosei. I want his reshus. I want his haskoma. What do I do? Not because he was my father-in-law and he supported me and I lived in his house. Mimi shehu yoshev imoy. Because we're together. It's just a simple derech eretz. And to think that when a person has a direct tzivui, a communication, a nevuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to him directly like Bechol Beisi Nemonu, Peel Pea Dabir Boy. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate. And this was before Maimon Har Sinai, but he has this communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, you know something? I must get permission from Yisroel. I must get Haskoma, not only to tell him to say goodbye, but I must get Haskoma to get his permission to go. I think that may have some ramifications on marriage situations. They wrote in this thing, they wrote about Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that he left to go wherever he had to go, to Lakewood or whatever, and his Rebbetzin that were living in Borough Park, and a while out, he said, I must go back. I forgot something, I must go back. And he goes back, and whatever, and he comes out 2 minutes later, he says, I didn't say goodbye to my wife. I didn't say goodbye to my wife. So to make the drive, and I had to go all the way back. I don't know all how far they were, but it seems they were far away to go back. I didn't say goodbye to my wife. Such a thing, such a derech eretz. And that derech eretz is literally kodma l'toira. That derech eretz is something that Hashem tells, not even the tzivoy Hashem that says for doiris, but the Rebbeinu Shlom spoke directly to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time to go. No, I have to get the haskoma. What would have happened if he didn't get the haskoma? That I don't know. But that's part of the derech eretz, is a very, very choshev thing. And sometimes in our religious zeal, in our, I don't think anybody has direct communication, but in our religious passion that we have, that we sometimes allow the fact to make a mitzvah. So other things become, no, imagine that. The mitzvah is to go, and I want to get the haskoma and the reshus from the person who all I do with just happen to live in the same house. Not because he doesn't emphasize because of anything that he did for him. Maybe he didn't do anything for him. Or maybe what he did for him doesn't add anything to it. I don't know. But I'm with you in the house. I have this derech eretz.